So what's interesting about the circuits in our brain is that individual circuits contain neurons of different types, and their type is determined by which genes are active within those neurons. And this really is important for determining what the functioning of those neurons might be. So for example, one type of neurons are excitatory, which means that when they signal to another neuron, they turn that neuron on. Another type of neuron is inhibitory. When they signal to the downstream neuron, they repress its activity. So there are excitatory neurotransmitters that are released by the excitatory neurons. Glutamate is the main or the most common excitatory neurotransmitter in humans. In fruit flies, it's acetylcholine. And GABA is the main inhibitory neurotransmitter of neurons. Which genes are active in which neurons determines whether they're, for example, GABAergic, meaning they release an inhibitory transmitter, or glutamatergic, they release an excitatory neurotransmitter. The next neuron down contains different machinery to receive neurotransmitter signals. Glutamate is activating glutamate receptors. AMPA is a glutamate receptor. And whether or not a neuron expresses a particular receptor for a neurotransmitter on its surface determines how well that neuron responds to a particular neurotransmitter.